So there's a question that's really become relevant in more recent years, where we've been able to travel between time zones very quickly, at least in a span of a day or a span of a few hours. And that's, what do you do if you're on a fast day? Let's say we decided to hop on a plane to California this afternoon, or you wanted to hop on a plane to Eretz Yisrael. So in one direction to California, the time would get earlier. To Eretz Yisrael, the time would get later. So in one direction, the fast would be shorter. The other direction, the fast would end up perhaps being longer. So to discuss in the postgame, what is the rule in such a situation? You know, do we say that you go by whatever time you are? The fast is, but it's Tzom Gedalia, it's on the third of Tishrei. So wherever you are, as long as it's the third of Tishrei, you still have to fast. Or do we say, no, essentially, at least these minor fast days were, we accepted upon ourselves to fast for a certain period of time. So it would seem to be that the former approach is probably more grounded in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, because the Gemara says, quoted by Shulchan Aruch, Kol Taina Shelo Shaka Lav Achama, Dahainu Shelo Shlima, Ad Seisa Kol Kavim. Enotainus, that any fast that, at least a personal fast or a communal fast that's accepted, which actually we say that the minor fast days, not Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, but the minor fast days nowadays have the status of a fast that the community accepted. But it says any fast that a community or an individual accepts that isn't, that is completed, meaning that's broken before night. At least it says Shkaka Kama, some understand it as sunset. Their Shulchan Aruch goes according to the opinion that it's night. So any fast that's accepted but broken before, it doesn't really have the status of a fast. So for the purpose of, let's say, having a Kriya Satorah or saying Aneinu or things like that, at least on a communal level, in order to have the status of a fast, it has to be completed at nighttime. So based on that, it would seem to be that how do you determine when the end of the fast is? So you go until nighttime. And that's the approach very clearly of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He says, whether the fast is going to become longer, you're traveling west, so the fast is going to become longer, or you're traveling east, the fast is going to become shorter, doesn't matter. You end the fast wherever they end the fast at that time. So you want to go Levi Mizrach, you want to go east, you can shorten your fast. You want to go west, so may not be the best time to fly to California. Because either way, he says, you end the fast whenever the fast is over at your location, based on this idea that a fast is completed at nighttime. There's another opinion. Apparently it was, at least at some point, was the practice for Shiva Asur B'Tammuz in Stockholm. I guess in June, July in Stockholm, which is very far north, nighttime would be very, very late. So apparently the practice in Stockholm was to fast until 9:30 p.m. Why you fast until 9:30 p.m.? So the rationale there, which was, again, somewhat of a minority opinion that it was totally accepted, but is echoed by other posts, including Rav Shmuel of Osner, is the rationale there is that we're talking about fasts that the Jewish people, the community, accepted upon themselves. So we never accepted upon ourselves to fast longer than any place that Jews lived at the time the fast was accepted. So if the fast was accepted, you know, thousands of years ago, so we assume there were no Jews living as north of Stockholm, so maybe we'd go according to the latest time of places where Jews lived then. And apparently it was concluded that 9:30 p.m. would be the latest time. So that was apparently, they read the practice in Stockholm for at some time. I think now it's not.
How late would it go out otherwise?
I think in the summer, like it hardly ever, maybe midnight, like it would be very late.
11:30.
And then also you have sunset, but then to get completely dark, you're talking, if it even does get dark, you're talking like 1 in the morning. So the assumption there is maybe we never accepted the fast for so long. So that's one extreme. So Rav Moshe says, and I think Rav Moshe is basically, barring other considerations, basically the accepted psak, that you go, you know, whether it's longer, whether it's shorter, you go based on the time zone that you're in. His other practice in Stockholm was to limit it at 9:30. And there's a middle position of Shmuel Vosner. Vosner says that true, it is probably the case that the minor fasts we never really accepted to fast, you know, to be like, you know, practically 24-hour fasts. But he doesn't quite go as far as to say that, you know, you have this 9:30 cutoff. He says that you go based on the current time zone, but on the minor fast days, other than Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you don't have to be, the threshold for breaking the fast isn't as high. So if you're feeling, let's say, very dehydrated and very weak, so it'd really be no different than if, let's say, it was Shavuos or B'Tammuz and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you're feeling very dehydrated and very weak. So we're in general, much more lenient with breaking a minor fast. So he says, you know what, if it becomes, you know, 10 and 11 o'clock at night, so you can break your fast if you're really feeling that uncomfortable. So that's one side that he says. He also says that based on the different interpretation, when the Gemara says any fast shelo shaka alav achama, that any fast that the sun really didn't set, so does that refer to sunset or seisa kokavim, the appearance of three stars? And it happens to be in those northern places, the time between sunset and the appearance of three stars is like, you know, could be like 2 hours. So he says, based on that, also if you're in one of these places where, you know, it gets dark very, very late, you can rely on the opinion that at least you fast till sunset, which cuts out some time.
But again, I think the common psak is like Rav Moshe, that you always end the fast by when nightfall is at the location where you are, both when it comes out to be a longer fast and when it comes out to be shorter.